Today we're continuing in James 1 with verses 9 to 11. James 1, 9 to 11. Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation, and the rich in his humiliation, because like a flower of the grass he will pass away. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the grass. Its flower falls, and its beauty perishes. So also will the rich man fade away in the midst of his pursuits. We are looking at James a few verses at a time, and today's is one of the shortest chunks of them all. Like pretty much all of James, these verses are very understandable and straightforward. After all, the book can be considered wisdom literature, and wisdom means how to live the good life. So again, these verses are very easy to understand, but it's a matter of actually practicing it and living it out. Here in verses 9 and 10, James tells the readers that the lowly, or the humble, brother should boast in his exaltation and the rich in his humiliation. The NIV puts it this way: believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation. Why this reversal of positions? For the rich, they will be like a flower of the grass that will pass away. Just like that flower that passes away with its beauty, the rich man will fade away in the midst of his pursuits. For the morning devotional, I found the picture of a flower and grass being withered by heat. Obviously, you can't see it because this is a podcast, but it's a very sad image, if you can picture that, with the stalk being dried up, the leaves browned up, and the center of the flower all darkened. And it's a powerful image for the readers. Just like Jesus, who often used nature to give pictures of the kingdom in his parables, James does the same here. Just like that flower that was blooming and full of life at one point, but in just a matter of days without water gets shriveled up by the sun, the rich man will pass away in the middle of his striving. What do you think of when you imagine a rich man fading in the midst of his pursuits? I imagine a rich man who has been aiming for a certain level of money, a certain number, say $1 million, but he suddenly passes away. The main point is that earthly riches are temporary. It's hard to zoom out many times, but when we think about it and actually zoom out of our lives from the day to day, it makes a lot of sense. Earthly riches are temporary because they are earthly. And implicitly, the rich man is foolish if he forgets this and gets caught up in the midst of his pursuit of earthly riches. This reminds me a lot of the parable of the rich fool that Jesus preached. The rich fool stored up grain and built storehouses so he could finally rest for himself. But the punchline of the parable is this: But God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." In the parable of the rich fool, and in this passage in James, the Bible is clear that it's foolish to make one's primary goal in life to build up earthly riches. Going back to verse 9 and 10, because of this, the lowly brother can exalt. The believer who is poor can rejoice that he is rich spiritually, that Jesus promises treasures in heaven for those who trust in him and seek his ways. This is probably a lot of the audience that James writes to. In the early church, many believers scattered throughout the nations did not have much beyond their daily needs. Many people in the crowds who followed Jesus around were considered in the lower rungs of society, or those who had not. These believers, who were considered lowly, can exalt because of their spiritual riches. On the flip side, for believers, in verse 10, those who are rich should take pride not in his riches, but in his humiliation. They should strive to live humbly, where their focus is also on the spiritual riches of being in a relationship with Jesus. After all, once again, earthly riches are temporary. For us today, these verses are still really relevant. Whatever our financial status is, the wise way to live is to invest first and foremost in our spiritual well-being, not earthly riches. Let's take a step back from our day-to-day and examine our hearts for how we may be losing track of this sometimes. A big temptation back then, and now today, would be to look at those who have more financially and harbor thoughts of jealousy or wanting that lifestyle, thinking, that person must be happy, he can afford to do this with his money, or she lives in such a nice place, or that person has enough to be secure. If I just had a bit more, I'd also feel secure and not have to worry about money. These types of thoughts draw us away from trusting in God and tempt us to focus too much on the temporary. In what ways are we tempted to live for earthly riches? And the second question that flows naturally out of this passage is, how can I be steadfast in living for God's kingdom? How can I live in light of God's eternal kingdom versus just the here and now? A major way that we do this is with our finances, how we steward what God has given to us. Giving generously is a strong antidote to trying to accumulate earthly wealth. It's a great way to exercise trust in God. Perhaps we can take some time today to think about our financial habits lately. It's been a solid 3 or so months into this season of COVID, and I imagine everybody has had to think about how their financial situation has changed, some more than others. But throughout it all, are we surrendering our finances to God? Remember the verses before this passage, which talk about trials producing steadfastness. And maybe if this season has been a trial, financially speaking, it can also be an opportunity to grow in our steadfastness and our trust in God. Let's aim to live in light of God's eternal kingdom together. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for these verses, and Lord, I pray that as easy as these are to understand, Lord, that your Spirit would empower us to live these out, to live in this wise way where we see that earthly riches are temporary, but God, you are eternal, and God, help us to invest into things that really matter, into our relationship with you, into our relationships with people around us. God, help us to be seeking your kingdom above all else. We pray for your help, and God, even in the area of giving financially, God, help us to do so, and help us to trust in you as we do so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.